Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Remember, you can listen online, KFYO.com, and download the Radio Pup app, and you can take the show wherever you may go. It is primary season. A lot of folks out there starting to get geared up for election season, and of course, you've got a lot of folks running for some very, very important positions. One of those, obviously, Lieutenant Governor in the state of Texas, joining me right now to talk about his campaign, Commissioner Todd Staples, candidate, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chad. It's great to be back on your show today to talk about the future of the Lone Star State.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today, and we are talking about the future, and there are many issues facing the state of Texas. When you go out, and you've been on the campaign trail, I know you've been on a bus tour lately. When you've gone out and you've spoken to people, what are some of the top concerns that they're coming to you and that you're talking to them about?
Well, Texans are very concerned about the future of our state. They see the culture of dependency, the sense of entitlement that has captured our nation. They see where other states are struggling because they've abandoned free market enterprise principles and the principles of personal responsibility as the way that you get ahead rather than relying on a government program. And, Chad, they're just very alarmed as our state grows that we don't lose the elements that have made us uniquely Texas. And we looked just this morning on the news where the Obamacare website crashes or causing problems. There are hacker risk of people getting personal information. Texans do not want to see the downward expansion of Obamacare, the movement of Medicaid, because it's failed in all so many areas. They want a fighter, someone that's going to insist on common sense solutions and never abandon our conservative principles. And they're very concerned about spending, and they want it to be done in an accountable manner. They want government focused on the fundamentals. They want someone that doesn't just talk about these issues as sound bites, but has actually had to deliver. That's what I've done as Commissioner of Agriculture and before that in the legislature as well.
Well, how do you plan on delivering, I guess, as Lieutenant Governor? How would you plan on doing that?
You know, that's the question I think that every Texan and every voter needs to really think about. How will you really deliver that? As Commissioner of Agriculture, I've actually worked with the legislature to abolish agencies. We've moved those programs to the Department of Agriculture. We've delivered services at lower cost and with fewer number of employees, returning millions back to the taxpayer, tens of millions, since I've been at commissioner. And as Lieutenant Governor, what I want to do, in order to make certain that we continually look for efficiencies, you know, it's just offensive to Texans when Nancy Pelosi, in light of the budget standoff that's going on in Washington today, she says the cupboard is bare. The federal government has made all the cuts that it can. That's just nonsense. I know even in some of the most efficient operations, keep in mind, I'm at commissioner now after 8 years of Rick Perry and 8 years of Susan Jones. I came in and I still found ways to be efficient. And as Lieutenant Governor, I'm going to be bringing in the agency heads, volunteer appointed members of boards and commissions. And I'm going to be asking two basic questions. One is what you are doing a legitimate state function? If the answer to that is yes, then I'm going to say, how can we deliver those services more efficiently and more effectively? Because that's the way that conservatives are supposed to govern. And we need a lieutenant governor that has a consistent record of delivering. And that's what I've done as Commissioner of Agriculture. And I also helped pass tax cuts as a member of the House and the Senate. And I have a record of actually campaigning and then delivering on those promises.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, there's been a lot of controversy lately regarding one of the Texas constitutional amendments that, as a reminder, early voting still going on right now. Proposition 6, it's about water. Governor Perry is out there. He's urging people to vote for Proposition 6. There are a lot of folks on the other side, though, who say, no, this is a bad idea. We don't need to take $2 billion out of the rainy day fund. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I think you're mentioning the rainy day fund is where the real rub on this is. The rainy day fund should not be used as a slush fund. The rainy day fund has to be not used to just come up with regular budget shortfalls, and that needs to be protected. Unfortunately, the Senate this year, Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst and Senator Dan Patrick voted and pushed for to spend $6 billion out of the rainy day fund. Fortunately, conservatives in the House fought against that. That initiative died, and they weren't able to just drain the rainy day fund. Moving $2 billion out of the rainy day fund at the end of the session, now that we know that it's got a very healthy balance, I think it should have been done with general revenues all along, but that's not our choice today. I'm going to be voting for Proposition 6, and I think all the candidates for Lieutenant Governor have said publicly that they will do so. But here's why. As Commissioner of Agriculture, I know this drought is real. I know that agriculture suffers first and worst. Also have dealt with dozens of communities that are going to be without water within 180 days. This movement will not create debt for the state. It will help get projects up and running quicker. As Lieutenant Governor, though, we need to make certain that the $2 billion is used for new water resources and to develop more water availability. And I'm going to be working with the Water Development Board to make certain that that happens in the appropriate, in the efficient way. Chad, I like to think about it like this. What if the Texans of the 1950s didn't build new reservoirs, didn't take on the responsibility of proper water planning? We would be a completely different state today. The Texans of the 21st century now have an opportunity to do things right, but we can't think just by voting for this, our problems are over. We don't have a responsibility as voters to watch what our local officials are doing. I've been on my city council. I know how hard these are, and you have to have citizens that are a part of this process, and I think that's what we need to be doing if we look at the dilemma that we face today.
Many times in a Republican primary, it seems as though the different candidates are trying to out-conservative one another. They're trying to convince the voters who the more conservative candidate is, who the real leader is within maybe a conservative movement or within the Republican Party. Let me ask you about a vote back in 2001, and you've been hit on this by your opponents. You, according to the Houston Chronicle, joined 28 other state senators to approve legislation that would have allowed the Department of Public Safety to accept foreign birth certificates or foreign passports as valid proof of ID. In other words, you would have been okay with illegal immigrants getting an identification, that according to the Houston Chronicle. You've been hit on that from by your opponents. Do you still hold that position, and why did you vote that way back in 2001, and how does that mesh with, I guess, the conservative values there? Because there are a lot of conservatives that don't like that.
Well, and I am with them on that. I'm glad that this is the issue that my opponents are attacking me on, because I have been an ardent, staunch supporter of protecting our border, of stopping illegal immigration. I developed a 6-point plan to reform a failed immigration system that does not include amnesty and starts with border security. The issue back in 2001 was not about giving illegal people here who are here illegally a driver's license, because people that were here illegally were getting a driver's license before that bill was voted on. People that were here illegally were still getting a driver's license after Governor Perry vetoed that bill. That was a DPS administrative cleanup bill to make certain that documents provided to DPS could not be fraudulent documents. So that's been totally mischaracterized about what that vote was about and about what the intent of those 29 of us that voted for it. That's clearly what it was. I have made a strong record of and oppose giving benefits. Let me just be very clear. I oppose giving benefits to those that are here illegally. This last session, there was an attempt to do that. I was caught by a reporter at the Capitol, and they asked me about the bill that would have given driver's permits to people here illegally. And I said very clearly, absolutely not, because those individuals are trespassing across private lands to get here, and they should not be rewarded. I've actually gone to Washington and spoken at the Heritage Foundation. I've met with the Cato Institute on multiple occasions to find ways to secure our border developing tangible solutions. No other candidate in this race has done that. They have talked about things, but tangible actions with deliverable results, specifically targeted to secure our border and to stop this illegal immigration, they don't have the record that I have. I even retained the services of two retired generals, four-star General Barry McCaffrey, two-star General Major General Bob Shales, who is a Fox News analyst, to develop a strategic military assessment of what the drug cartels are doing to us on the border. So I'm glad that they're bringing this up. It's been mischaracterized, and I would compare my record against anyone's in this race on standing up and protecting our Texas border.
What about the Texas Dream Act? It's obviously been in the news quite a bit lately as well.
Sure. And that bill, when it was passed in 2001, was based upon students that are here getting their status corrected. It has not been enforced, and I've said very clearly it needs to be repealed. People that are here legally, Chad, I think getting an education benefits everyone. The more educated we are in society, the better skilled workforce we have, and the better quality of life and standard of living for everyone that we have. But there's a big difference between those that are here legally and those that come illegally or that are here illegally. That bill was based upon them correcting their status. It hasn't been done. I've been very strong in saying that it needs to be repealed. We have a federal government that has failed to do its job. We have President Obama that is picking and choosing which laws he wants to enforce. I want a broad, strong reform effort that will secure our border, that will enforce the laws that we have on the books, that will document individuals that are here, that will have a reform our failed guest worker program, that will modernize our ports, and we don't have to cheapen the citizenship process in doing so. Citizenship is the thing that every American should hold most dearly in their lives. And when we say we're going to offer citizenship as a reward for entering our country illegally, that just sends the wrong message. We want to have a legal system to enter our country and not an illegal one. We want people coming across our borders during the daylight, across the bridge, not in the middle of the night, in the brush. It does no one any benefit. And other candidates in this race like to give facts and figures and statistics, but no one has been working with landowners. No one has been going to Washington trying to push forward significant reform. And I've been very clear about where I am and the leadership that I'm going to offer to solve these problems and do it in a way where we can have the sovereignty of our nation restored one more time.
Commissioner Todd Staples, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, I appreciate your time today, and I'm sure we will visit often throughout this primary season.
I look forward to that, Chad. ToddStaples.com is my website. I look forward to discussing issues and how we can make Texas a safe place and a place where we can lead the nation.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Have a good one.